Chapter 13. Donald has the best words. Words can be like x-rays if you use them properly. They'll go through anything. Aldous Huxley. I know words. I have the best words. Of all the quotes of Donald's throughout this book, it's that one that might be the most out there. I know words. I have the best words. Yet throughout his campaign, Donald has proven time again that he does indeed have the best words. It's not just in the way that Donald magnetically attracts attention, redirects us to his messaging, or magically structures his language. The jewel in Donald's key to the White House is his vocabulary. Sadly, the American dream is dead. But if I get elected president, I'll bring it back bigger and better and stronger. There's an enormous difference between saying, observe Spot as he increases his base, and see Spot run. And Trump gets it. Again, I could write an entire book on the way in which Donald masterfully uses words. But let's identify 10 of the most critical. Number 1. Emotional language. Doctors use antiseptic terms like deceased. Influencers use visceral words like dead. While technically they might have the exact same meaning, the latter is clearly more emotionally charged. Donald could say, we are losing our competitiveness to China because of onerous tariff policies and currency manipulation. Which politicians does that sound like? Instead, he says, they're taking our jobs. They're taking our manufacturing. They're destroying us. He doesn't say, we have an immigration issue that requires resolution. He says, we have a serious, serious problem. Donald knows that coming off as smart is a losing proposition with the American people. To move the needle on the electorate requires reaching people at a gut level. He does this often by violently grabbing our attention and reinforcing the strong negative emotions of the problem. Look at what happened in Paris. And after introducing those negative emotions, he withdraws them, offering reconciliation in the form of feelings of national pride. Make America great again. And so you see there the notion of the Trump 4 step 2, right? Which is emotionally state the problem in a way that grabs people. To use the one I've used 3 times now. Look at what happened in California. 14 people dead and many more going to die. And using that to embed the problem emotionally, grabbing people at such a gut level, and then moving them to his solution. I will protect you. Point 2. Short, powerful statements. When Chelsea Clinton incorrectly represented Sanders' position on healthcare, the senator from Vermont pointed out, that is factually incorrect. Donald says, that's wrong, that's wrong, totally wrong. He doesn't mince words. People are fed up. Feel that? In just 4 words, Donald has captured the sentiment of a disaffected class of Americans, creating a sense of discontent on the verge of eruption. While it may seem simple, few people are able to craft powerful messages in such a brief span of words. In the New Hampshire debate, Cruz concluded, we can turn this country around if we get back to the Constitution. And I will always stand with the American people against the bipartisan corruption of Washington. Oh, how many people even know what bipartisan means? How many people are out there screaming, we have to get back to the Constitution? And the thing is, right, that Ted Cruz is clearly a very, very intelligent man. Yet it doesn't sell, does it? Trump followed that ho-hum closing line with, "If I'm elected president, we will win, and we will win, and we will win." Which grabs you more? Short, powerful statements are also easy to repeat, making them very sticky in your mind. They also make for better newspaper headlines, TV soundbites, and clickbait in the online world. And a final point on this, just notice how often Donald uses this way of speaking. These punchy, short statements. And you've seen it throughout this book, haven't you? It's not just short and punchy, it's repetitive. Very simple ideas repeated over and over and over again was his campaign.